This is JIS News. Coming up, JPS customers to see reduction in utility bills this month, government closely monitoring cable and wireless acquisition of Columbus International, and Foreign Affairs Minister leads delegation to Japan. The news in detail after this message.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin,
captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. Jamaica Public Service JPS customers across the island can expect to see a reduction in their utility bills this month. This as a result of an expected 8.4% drop in the cost of oil. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says this is welcome news. He was speaking at a Jamaica Chamber of Commerce breakfast meeting in Kingston Tuesday.
And we're seeing a scenario now in the international community where the price of oil has fallen. And the prognosis is that we will continue to see the price going down to about $75 per barrel.
The energy minister is, however, encouraging customers to continue their conservation efforts despite the drop in the fuel charge. The government will be paying keen attention to the proposed acquisition agreement between Cable and Wireless Communication, CWC, and Columbus International. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the government will seek to ensure that the proposed deal will be beneficial to Jamaicans and will sustain competition in the telecommunication sector.
I am going to be very vigilant and watchful about what happens going forward. And we are going to be clear, we're going to be certain that appropriate measures, appropriate agreements, appropriate additions will have to be done to enable that even with a combination of the two, that we will safeguard competition going forward.
Minister Paulwell was addressing an information security management system workshop in New Kingston on Monday. CWC, parent company for Lime in Jamaica, announced its intention to acquire Columbus International, which trades locally as Flo, at a cost of $3 billion. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has hailed the 2014 Hanover Medical Mission as an example of the kind of partnership that is important to strengthening Jamaica's public health system. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the medical mission reinforces the importance of taking critical services to the people where they live. The 30-member medical team will be providing free services to residents of several communities in Hanover up to November 14.
I know the people of Dias, Sandy Bay, Green Island, Cave Valley, Grange, Kendall, and Cascade will be very happy to receive you and will make you feel welcome. In fact, if there's any drawback, it is that they will not want you to leave. I want to use this opportunity to thank all members of the team who will hold these clinics as well as perform surgeries.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller was speaking at the launch of the mission at the Grand Palladium Resort in Hanover Saturday. The team will be providing general health services at clinics in addition to major surgeries which will be performed at the Coronel Regional Hospital in Montego Bay, St. James, and at the Falmouth Hospital in Trelawney. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator AJ Nicholson, is leading Jamaica's delegation to the 4th CARICOM Japan Ministerial Meeting in Tokyo, Japan. The forum is being held November 14 to 15 and coincides with the commemorative events to mark the CARICOM Japan Friendship Year. 2014 also marks the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Jamaica and Japan. Discussions will be held on Japan-CARICOM relations and cooperation in the international arena on issues such as Security Council reform, climate change, and Small Island Developing States, SIDS. The post-2015 development agenda, disaster risk reduction, financing for development, and the sustainable use of marine living resources are also on the agenda for discussion. A joint communique will be issued following the meeting, which will highlight the CARICOM Japan Friendship Year 2014, cultural and people-to-people exchanges, cooperation in tourism, Japan's hosting of the 2020 Olympic Games and Paralympic Games. Jamaica's delegation will return on Saturday, November 16. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.